Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to It's Tricky with Raquel Harper.
So what's tricky? What does that mean? Oh, let the camera up.
Everybody, guess what? Big announcement. Amber Rose in the building. Yay. Okay. Hey. Everybody get your hoe on. Everybody get your hoe on. Okay. We have the hits cracking.
Huh? Period.
We ain't playing right now.
We not playing.
Seven figures? What?
Period. Huh?
I'm a good old S.A.
You're hilarious.
Huh? We have all the action right now, Kroger.
Fucking with it?
Yeah. Oh, listen. I'm fucking with it. Everybody get your hoe on, you dig? Make me do some tricky shit. No, you know what I'm saying? How my man looking to be weird? Like, hey, I'm bumping in the car. Like, what's going on? I'm like, hey, everybody get your hoe on. Know what you mean?
Yeah.
What's going on? I'm so happy to see you.
You too, babe. Always.
Yes. You know what? Amber is one of the realest people, period. I fuck with Amber the long way. Like, this shit's crazy because I've been rocking with Amber for a lot of years. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's tricky, if it's like crazy things, if it's whatever, Amber is like my girl for real. We done been in the club together, kid,
period.
Birthday parties,
yep.
All kind of stuff. Okay. So let me just say, what's up though? How you doing?
Good. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. So what made you get in the music game?
You know what, Raquel? I've been doing music for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt like it was my time to actually put it out.
Yeah.
And do shit. You know what I mean? Like, and really, you know, I've been in the studio for the past 2 years.
Dang.
Yeah. I feel like the last time I was up here, when I talked to Van, when he was still here.
Yeah.
He asked me if I was a rapper, and I was like, no, but I was in the studio at that time.
But you was out here lit, though.
But I just didn't want to, you know, I just felt like... Throughout the years, I'd be like, yo, I'm about to do this. Mm-hmm. And then something would happen or it would fall through or whatever. So I was like, let me just be patient. I'm just going to take my time. And I just stayed out the way. That's why I've been quiet. I've just been in the studio just working.
I know. You've been real quiet. This is actually the quietest you've ever been. You just sitting here. I'm like, okay, what is it? The kids got you cracking? Or?
Nah, just been like perfected. I really wanted to take it seriously. Like, I just don't. I'm kind of happy that I didn't do it earlier because now I'm independent and I have the means to do it myself. And I feel like a lot of artists that want to do music, they only get like 12, 18% of their music, which is crazy. You know what I'm saying?
So, I mean, music's a robbery if you are signed.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the full 360 deal. So, like, I'm just happy that I'm just able to, like, do it on my own, put out what I want to put out and, like... Just do me.
Who do you want to work with?
Who do I want to work with? I work with a lot of cool people already.
Mm-hmm.
I
you already have on the tape, like on the next thing cracking. You already worked with some people.
Yeah, I worked with most of the people that I wanted to work with.
Mm.
Yeah.
So new music dropping soon.
Oh yeah, I got shit on deck for sure.
Okay. Well, what's the next one about?
Right I just didn't want to like do something in the studio, put it out, and then start scrambling like what I'm going to do next or what's the vibe or whatever. Like,
yeah.
I just really just Manny have Fresh, all my ducks in a row.
Manny Fresh, what does he say? What's his thoughts?
He loves me. That's of my course. Brother.
Hey, listen, when you bringing it back, the music live and stuff, you have it back cracking. I mean, I don't know how you can always have any other choice but not to be like, oh, okay, well, cool. Just brought the track back cracking.
First of all, that song is 22 years old.
Yeah.
Get Your Roll On. And people are like upset. They're like, why would you remix the Get Your Roll On? But it's like, it's 22 years old. Like,
it's time.
It was time. It was definitely time.
Yeah, what y'all wanted to be like, you know what I'm saying? Wait 30 more years?
Yeah,
like, what y'all talking about?
I don't get it.
And on top of that, though, people are normally happy about like when you bring back their music.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that can only help them.
Yeah, it's but I honestly feel like it's been really positive. It's been really positive for me. Like, a lot of people really fuck with it. You see all the girls on my Instagram mm-hmm. and everybody's twerking and listening
to it. But why would
it.
You, but what's not to, like, what's the problem?
Well, it's mostly men.
Oh, what are the men are, what is, so what's going on? I mean, the men are always mad at you, Amber. You know, oh, you know what I'm saying? Because you leave the whole movement. So yeah. therefore, they mad because now...
Well, they lose control.
Yeah.
That's what it is. They can't lose control of women. So they get mad at me because it's like, you're making our women do this.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, that's why they get mad at me.
The bitches want to be sitting there and be popping that pussy anyway.
Yeah.
And so they just act like, you know, for their man... I mean, how'd you get your girl? And why is she your girl? Because she obviously tooted that thing up for you.
Right. Like, how you got babies?
Yeah, right? You know what I'm saying? I got a whole load of them. So clearly, yeah. you know what I'm saying? I know how to toot something up.
Period.
You know what I'm saying? You only two in the hole.
That's it. Yeah. You know, no, girl, I'm done.
I'm done.
Yeah, huh? I'm done.
No more kids?
No.
What if you said, let's just, you know what I'm saying, ride through one more time? You know what I'm saying?
My body can't take it. I don't know how you had kids like that.
You know, the body can't take it, but then you just sit there, and sometimes when you're in that moment, you'd be like, all right, I just guess I'll have one more. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's write this rock.
I think I'm done, though.
But what if he, like, okay, wait, so you and AE back good, y'all, in the whole thing? And
I mean, I feel like when you have a baby with somebody, you family forever.
Yeah.
So
I mean, that baby daddy thing and baby mama thing, it makes you family forever, but it don't make you family family. It just makes you like family.
I mean, yeah, I feel like Wiz is still my family. Uh-huh. We still like to have like parties together.
Oh,
like,
yeah, you were out with Wiz on the stage at where is that at?
Oh, it was the Versus.
Yeah, Versus.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I saw him there.
Oh, okay. You weren't with him there. You just
no.
Of course, ever the headlines: Amber and Rose and Wiz back together.
No, it's
they're back in the mix.
No, I just ran into him and it's like that's my son's dad. I mean,
that's
my
baby dad.
We see each other all the time through Bash. We do like stuff for his school together, and we, you know, when he has to go to birthday parties, we both take him. Alex will be there, slash my baby. Like, we all do things together, so.
Yeah, and so, well, yeah, I see that. I mean, listen, you mastered the game of how to co-parent no matter what it is, though.
Yeah.
And a lot of people be needing to take notes because it always don't have to be no messy baby daddy, baby mama stuff.
Well, I think people get messy when they don't make it just about the child.
Well, of course.
Well, like, I'm saying, like, if... Wiz is dating somebody, for an example, right? Mm-hmm. I would never say, like, why is she here? Or, you know, why is she coming? Or,
yeah.
you know, if you're at the studio, who's watching my baby? But, like, I trust people, Wiz enough to know that he's not going to...
judgment.
Yeah, he's not going to leave my baby with somebody that's not good, you know?
Yeah, but the judgment. And then, but all, I mean, baby mamas, a lot of them are bitter still.
Yeah.
And that's just, like, but it's also falls in line when the baby daddy's still... smacking the baby mama.
Right.
That's where a lot of tension comes, because then, of course, the woman don't know how to be cordial. Because if he's still getting the meat, you know what I'm saying, and tapping the baby mama.
And then he got a girlfriend and
she
mad.
Yeah, then she has a girlfriend. The girlfriend gonna be mad because the baby mama's still getting smashed. So no. Then that's where it gets all...
I'm really close with Wiz's girlfriend. Like, she's really good. I like her a lot.
Yeah, but even if you weren't, the other ones, you're still cool. Like, that's just you. You'll never be tripping.
True.
Like, it's like, okay. Yeah. You know, if he gets a new girlfriend tomorrow, it's like, okay, you'll probably be cool with her, too.
I will. As long as, my whole thing is, as long as it's about my child and they're good to my child, that's all I care about.
Yes. And then the Playboy you got cracking right now.
Yes, centerfold.
Uh-oh.
It's nice. It's, you know, I went to the offices, the Playboy offices, and it's all women, Raquel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it literally, they revamped the whole thing. It's nothing but women in there. So you just feel comfortable. Like, you don't got, you know, weird, perverted men saying and doing weird shit. It's just all women that, like, just embrace each other.
Yeah,
and, like,
you don't got Hugh Hefner's. You know what I'm saying?
It's doing, not like that anymore at all.
Hugh Hefner, everybody really thinks about it. Hugh is low key a creep.
Creepy as fuck.
You know what I'm saying? If you really think about it and really think about what Hugh had going on, like, that dude was creep.
Yeah, creepy as hell. Yeah. But I love that they revamped it and they just took an iconic brand where women just felt and looked beautiful and kind of just, you know, hired a whole bunch of women to take care of it now. So I appreciate that.
You in for your centerfold, totally nude?
No, I don't go totally nude.
Wait, you have your drawers on?
I have my drawers on. I'll show my tits and shit because it's like I was a stripper. I don't really care about that. Mm-hmm. But that's about it.
Oh, so what made you not want to go all the way nude?
I just don't want to. I guess I just don't really feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. But I promote or not promote, but like I'm all for sex workers and people that want to do that. I think it's a beautiful thing. It's just not for me. And I think that's where people get confused. Like, you could, like, my slut walk, for example, is like porn stars, college students,
everybody,
you know, strippers, doctors, lawyers, you know, a whole bunch of different races of people. And it doesn't necessarily have to be your thing, but as long as you're just like, girl, do your thing.
Period.
I support you.
Yeah. I mean, everybody always mixes everything up. But even if it was, though, that's what you do, what you would want to do.
Period.
That's your own choice.
Right.
People can't ever get mad about what a motherfucker want to do and not do. That just shit's weird.
Right.
Like, and you act like you inside my pussy or something, telling me which way to turn and left go right, you know?
Exactly.
So how that whole system come about, though? Like, how'd you get to do that?
Centerfold?
Yeah.
they reached out and, you know, again, I went into the offices and I just felt comfortable there. Mm-hmm. I just felt like, you know, they had just of all the women in there were just so supportive of everyone. And I just felt like it was a really good fit for me.
I mean, you've accomplished so much, though. Like, a lot of people, I think, sleep on you as far as how much you really accomplished throughout your time as being Amber Rose, you know, famous. Mm-hmm. I mean, from talk show to, you know, centerfold to now rapping. Like, what else have you done? I mean, what have you done that you feel that you want to do?
Man, I done wrote a book.
Yeah,
I had a show.
That's what I'm saying.
I've been in movies as well. I don't really like acting like that. Mm-hmm. It's not really my thing. I do love to make music. I really do love to make music. And people don't know, I've been featured on albums throughout the years. Mm-hmm. You know? People just don't know it was me.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Well, tell some people about one of the albums that people didn't know it was you. Tell them which one.
I was on Drake's album and I said, I'm high maintenance a little bit, but not in a negative way. I just like extremely expensive things.
Yeah.
And so I was on Wiz's album.
When you get to on these people's album, right? And do they give you like a little bit of the credits? Like, do they throw you in there or you just?
I don't know. I never really look, Raquel, to be honest.
You probably have a Drake check coming right now. You know what I'm saying? You better check on that check.
Nah, I don't really do it for that. It's just fun.
Yeah, but you better check on that little line right there.
I've been offered money to do shit, but I never really take it because I always want to keep that in my back pocket when I need somebody.
Yeah, Drake? Okay. Drake, we're going to start with you, bro. Okay? You know what I'm saying? You
hear I just never really looked at the credits. I just kind of... What's crazy is people don't know about me. I don't watch my own interviews. Like, I don't watch my own movies. I don't tune into I don't Google myself.
Yeah.
Like, I just put it out into the universe and I let it be what it is. So I wouldn't know if I'm on the credits. I kind of just do it and then.
Drake, send Amber the check. I'll tell you what's
going on. No, no, no.
That check looking good.
I don't know. I might have got a check. I don't remember. Yeah. Shit. I don't know.
Actually, yeah, because the bag is serious, okay? Don't get it twisted. The bag's serious. Like,
yeah, I don't
sleep
remember.
On Amber.
He probably did. I don't remember, though.
For your music now, are you going to start doing more videos? Like, where are we at with the music? Tell me.
Yeah, so I did Gotcha and Get Your Hoe On in one video. Mm-hmm. And because I'm independent too, like, you know, I just wanted to like knock two out at once and kind of give the people two songs so they could be like, okay, she got more coming out. I'm shooting my next video this month, actually.
Okay.
So.
Oh. Mm.
Yeah.
You and Blac Chyna ever going to collab?
I don't know.
How are y'all doing?
You know what, Raquel? I like, I don't know how to say it. I love China. Let me just say that. I love China. It's like, she's like my sister. So, you know, when you have like a family member that like you love and that's your family, but like you just got to separate yourself.
Yeah.
That's just how it is. That's all it is. But I still love her and I wish her the best. It's just, I feel like over the years, we kind of just have different lifestyles and we just want to do different things. That's all.
Yeah. No, because it's funny. I always think about Black China and the situation because I know China. I met China from you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, let's keep it G. Like, you know, when China was having a situation, of course, as far as Saga, you called me up to make sure that she was going to be taken care of properly.
Right.
And you were worried about it. You're like, okay, bam. You know what I'm saying? And every time it used to be issues. And that's how I really started rocking and hanging with China is through you. You know what I'm saying? Hanging with you. And then, you know, of course, China was there. And then that's how I came cool because you're always just making sure, like, okay, make sure you look out for China. You know, she's going through this, this, and that. Make sure she always has a voice. So it'd be really crazy to me from just, like, different things and different actions, right? Because for, like, at least a good the first 2 years, you know what I'm saying? You were always on my back heavy, like, okay, make sure this happens to China. Make sure that happens to China. This and this and that.
Right.
So then, like, when relationships just
I mean,
go,
I love hard. I love my friends hard. I love hard in relationships. That's just who I am. Like, I look out as much as I can. You know what I'm saying? And, again, I love China. I wish her the best, like, in everything that she does. But
it's just not Amber and China no more, like, the brand. Like, as far as y'all branding, like, hanging together type of deal.
It's just we're just different people. And that happens sometimes, you know? I think that's natural growth. Like, some people grow this way and some people grow that way. And I think that's just what happened. It's, there's no beef or anything like that, you know? There's no animosity or bad blood. It's just we just grew apart. We just want different things. And we just have different lifestyles. That's it.
And what do you want now, like, as far as relationship wise and stuff? Do you want to get married?
No.
Dang. Jeez. It's tricky.
I just don't believe in paperwork and all that bullshit and lawyers and shit anymore. Like, my divorce from Wiz was very rough on me. Like, my mental health was not okay. Like, I was not okay. You know, it was very difficult to go through a divorce, especially publicly. And I'd never want to feel that again. I just don't. And then also with when you both have money, you have to have a prenup, right? Whether the prenup is you get your money at the end and you get your money and that's it, just even, or you split it or whatever the case may, whatever people want to do, right?
Uh-huh.
But you almost have to go through the divorce before you get married. So you have to talk about all these things like, what if this happens? Or what if we get divorced? Or what if you fuck up? Or what if I fuck up? Or whatever the case
may
be.
Or what if it's just love? It could just be just what if we're just love? But it ain't enough money ain't enough love right there to make you sit there and just
yeah,
say
you
love.
Just got to talk to lawyers about what will potentially happen if you get a divorce before you even get married.
Yeah, no, you do.
It's just the whole
you
it's
do.
Fucked up.
Yeah, so then basically, we're never going to get married again.
I don't think so. I don't want to say never, but my mindset right now is no. I can't see it right now.
And so with you and A.E., if he says, you know, he's been sitting there, he did his public thing, I want my wife back, you know, my family and the whole thing, you know, how the typical, like, I do tricky shit and I'm going to come and fix it up real quick. That's what they all do. You ain't no different, A.E., you know what I'm saying? They can go sit here and do weird shit and try to embarrass me
Period.
In public.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The audacity of you, mother, beat me.
Well, it's just immaturity. I think guys, even, you know, in their 30s, late 30s, they have this thing in them that's just, like, they'll hurt you, and then it's like you react to them hurting you, and then it's like, oh, well, bitch, now I'm going to hurt you more. Or
yeah,
now
but,
I'm gonna,
oh, but that's,
you know what I'm saying?
But you ain't going to show out, though, like that. Hold on,
right.
First off, yeah, don't remember who your dream girl is, number one. Let's
right.
go that part.
Period.
Number two is, I know you damn well you ain't on these interviews just showing your ass.
Yeah.
You know, like,
it's
the
just
situation.
It's just him. You know, and just men in general,
no, yeah.
they get their feelings. Her Wiz did the same thing. It's just, you know, and that's unfortunately our political climate, right? And what we said in the beginning of this interview, when men lose control, they do whatever they want. But once they lose control and a bitch is like, yo, I'm not dealing with this shit. I'm out. Yeah. Then they start spiraling and never cared.
I was sitting here like, listen to that. That's when I was DMing you and shit. I was hot as a motherfucker. I said, I know this nigga's not up on this goddamn interviews cutting up like this. Yeah. And I'm hitting you like, it's okay, it's okay. I'm like, what, man? You better sit there right on the street. Like,
yeah, I just don't. I'm not finna react. I'm not doing all that.
Yeah, but look what always happens then, right? You always, like, everybody always shows out. You show your ass, and then you try to come on, bring it on back, and reel it on in.
Right.
But no, baby, you just had that energy a moment ago.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck the world. Like, you know what I'm talking about? I'm out here.
Right.
I'm just hitting everything. And on top of that, here's also the problem with this, right? We going to break this down real quick, because this fucks me up. You're going to sit here, right? Here's what my issue is with a lot of people, right? When you have like a bad one, right? And then you'll sit there and you'll be messing with bitches who aren't even fucking half of me. That's where it's mind blowing to me.
But it's the insecurity, right? So they're insecure. So they have to feel like they're with women that are beneath them. That's how they feel.
Yeah.
They feel like they're with women that are beneath them.
Yes.
So they feel superior. That's where the insecurity comes at. They have to feel superior, you know, going from, you know, apartment building to apartment building to hotels and all that shit.
But you in a cool crib, though. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You in some rich shit, but you'll go ahead. But that's where, like, it drives me crazy and it makes me so upset, like, legitimately.
Yeah.
When you'll sit there, you have your man will sit there and mess with the fucking worst bitches that you can possibly find. And you be looking at these hoes, right? You be like, okay, Nick, you know what? If you don't knock this shit off, and then you be seeing them, be like, okay, you know what? You probably didn't even deserve this pussy. Because, all right, you know what I'm saying? You gonna just
sit there. I feel like he definitely, he's definitely seeing a therapist. I definitely have been in therapy sessions with him.
That is the key.
I know I have issues. I didn't have both of my parents at the same time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so, which I think the whole abortion thing, we can get into that later, which is just crazy. But yeah, he definitely has issues from his childhood. Mm-hmm. Is that an excuse to hurt me? No. But will I sit in therapy sessions with him to figure out what's wrong? We have a child together.
Listen, I've been there.
And Sebastian loves him as well. That's like his stepdad, too.
Let me be real with you. Me personally, this is on the God honest truth. I would never sit there and talk bad about somebody or feel some type of way, right, when people have families and then they try to fix the situation. You know
for
what I'm
sure.
saying? Because even it don't matter. He may have cut up and you may cut up, whatever this case scenario is, right?
I don't cut up.
But... the get back is happening soon, AE. So she's gonna cut up tomorrow. I'm letting you know. She may not cut. You know, you thought you were, you know what I'm saying? But I got this little piece in the back for her. And he said that he's not cutting. But I said, like, overall, though, therapy definitely works. And I think I'm so happy that you said that, because I've dealt with, of course, a tricky situation as well. You know what I'm saying? And we went to therapy and resolved the issues.
Right.
But if you don't go to therapy, though, right, and you guys just play it and just close it, that's, I think, so many more couples, though, honestly, really need to go to therapy.
Yeah.
Like, to figure out before
just need therapy just for myself.
Oh, I mean, I need therapy
for myself, but it's good because he gets his therapy sessions, and then every other week I'll sit in and talk to the therapist and tell him how I feel about what he did. And so, to be honest, you know, I'll just be transparent and I'll give you this to my sister. You know, AE has changed his number, is transparent with his Instagram, is transparent with his phone.
Mm-hmm.
He's a family man now. He's home. I don't got to worry about him on fucking trips in Europe with Tyga and like all this shit. So
I went through the same thing. So I promise to God, I would be the last person. Because you know what I'm saying? Somebody that cut me through the, cut what?
Yeah.
They cut me in 20 pieces. They had me out here looking like a buffoon.
Yeah.
Like, you feel me? Like, crazy. And I'm like, nigga, you are a sicko.
Right. right.
in every single fucking area.
It's hard. It's definitely hard on your mental health because yeah. you just sit there and you be like, what the fuck? Like, should I stay? Should I go? Like, I don't even know if I should even be here, but I love him, but we have kids. And mm-hmm. like, mm-hmm. you know, he is Amen. Trying. But then it's like, you look at other dudes, you know, and, you know, that are famous and, you know, other famous women, mm-hmm. and you just be like, man, that motherfucker ain't never gonna change. And then you kind of look at your situation like, am I being stupid?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's the thing,
I don't
though.
Know. But I told him, I said, if I see a fucking heart emoji,
yeah.
if I
what?
See,
yeah. hey,
I'm out of here. It's
no,
over.
Hey, listen, I promise to God, this yeah. is all my kids. When you go through a situation like that, right? And then you be to the point, right? You be like, especially when I take your ass back.
Yeah.
Now, Noah, if you sit here and you show up
you got
a
one
little
time.
Bit, you got one. I'm talking about you got half a motherfucking time to play with my ass.
Yep.
And if you even decide to, the audacity of you, because I'm going to toot this bitch up so far, I'm going to be a motherfucking Dubai or well, kind of weird shit.
Period.
And I'm going to embarrass you across the globe.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah. But that's what I said. Like, so I just wanted to say that, you know, because I'm no different than you as far as situation. Like, I've had a tricky situation by far.
Yeah.
And I took the nigga back.
I think
back.
Most of us have.
Yeah, but I understand, and I don't want you to ever feel stupid or any type of way. And people,
yeah,
in regards to what people say, because first off, you know what I'm saying, nobody knows your household. And also, people don't know what you also are making change too.
Right.
Why for you sitting there judging? And it's sad though that shit has to always be in the public eye. That shit has to just go so left.
Well, I couldn't take it anymore. Like yeah. that wasn't like a one time thing
I
and I went on the internet.
But listen,
I could not take it yeah. anymore, Raquel. I was fucking tired. I was yeah. tired and I'm like, you know what? I'm a good person. I was being taken advantage of. And he recognizes that. You know what I'm saying? And I just couldn't take it anymore.
No.
And I felt like if I put
if you
it
put
on,
it out in the air, though,
but
and
I
then
had
you won't
to.
Go back. No, but this is the thing. I understand that, though. Because when you were sitting there, right, I'm at home looking like, you do that, I'm doing an Amber.
Yeah.
I'm doing an Amber.
Have
I don't blast this bitch
But
out.
Guess what? If I feel like if I didn't do it, he would have never took the steps because he knew I was done. It was over for me at that time. It was over.
Oh yeah, you clock out.
Yeah, it was
but
a wrap.
That's what you know. When you do that type of action, right, you clock out.
Yeah.
And so that's how. I mean, shit is just like I said, that shit was too familiar to my. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I'm like, oh baby. But I'm like, I'm putting this on air right now. If anybody does me any type of way, oh nigga, I'm pulling an Amber. I'm about to blast the bitch's picture too, because Amber didn't put your hoes out there.
Nah, they ain't getting clout from me.
Yeah, but oh, you gonna get the clout from me, bitch, because you sitting there fucking around. But anyway, so okay, back to you. That's enough, AE. You ain't taking my motherfucking show over. But
nah, but, he's good though. He's been doing really good so far. So far, so good. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
And we do our music together. We do music together, so.
Yeah, and for his music, has he been helping you out a lot with everything?
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. That's like, you know, that's my business partner, too. So, you know, that's what I'm saying. It's like, he's my business partner. He's my family. He's my son's father. He's also Bash, you know, Bash.
Stepdaddy, yeah.
Stepdaddy. So
stepdaddy without the title.
You know, listen, he's a great person. He's a mm-hmm. great person. Does he have issues with insecurity? Probably, which is why he did that. But all in all, I feel like he turned himself around. So next time we get together and we talk, you know, I'll give you an update.
Hey,
but so far, so good.
You better stick it with the whole program.
Yeah,
okay?
he's
I'm
going to
go up and I'm going to have a whole show called Bash A.
Nah, right. Same. I'm gonna be right here. I'm gonna be saying right here.
Front and center. So for other projects in acting, right, you said that you don't like acting. Why don't you like acting?
Oh my God, I'll be so honest. It's just not enough money. It's too much time and not enough money. And I'm not passionate enough about it. Like, it's just, you gotta do 16-hour days for like pennies. I don't know. It's just not worth it for me.
Yeah.
If it was like a bigger role, if I had a bigger opportunity, then maybe. Mm-hmm. But the shit that I've done, I don't want to do it.
Are you getting more tattoos?
Probably.
Yeah. Any more face tattoos?
I don't know.
I was like, I'm looking at the bash and slash. I'm like, are you going to even do the face? Everybody was sitting there was like, why did she do her face? She, her face is so beautiful.
I think it makes me more beautiful.
I like it.
Thank you.
I mean, it's rock star shit, you know?
Yeah, period.
Everybody, but you are your own trendsetter.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
thank you.
You know, you should never follow what everybody else is, because everybody, you know, when motherfuckers get the blonde hair, like, I'm pulling Amber up, like, you know.
Yeah.
People be forgetting.
But it's like, get the forehead tat then.
They will.
Just
they will. They gonna see where you're at with it quick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I love all my supporters. Like, I have girls all over the world that wear the black shades, blonde buzz cut. Like, they're my rosebuds. They fuck with me.
Yeah,
heavy.
I can't get the forehead because I got four kids. So I'm like, zoom, zoom. I won't have no forehead.
You got a
left.
Little forehead too.
The forehead, yeah. You know what I'm saying? The forehead is just going to be taking too much action. So.
Yeah, nah. You got a little baby forehead.
Yeah, it'll be like, where?
I have a gigantically huge forehead.
Don't come
so
to
I
my eyelashes and stuff. Jay and Justice. You know what I'm saying?
That's funny.
But when you see yourself in the next 5 years, where do you see yourself?
It's an interesting question. In 5 years. Honestly, Raquel, I know this might sound really corny, but like, I really just want my health. Like, that's all I care about is my health. I want to be around to like have grandkids and stuff. I tore my MCL playing basketball.
Oh.
Yeah, I tore my MCL too.
That
so,
hurt.
Yeah, I was fucked up. Which is another reason why I haven't really been out and shit and like in heels, because, when I tore my MCL, I was just in the studio heavy because I could sit in a chair and kind of rap. But, being down for, like, 9 months with my fucking MCL, I was just like, yo, I just want to be healthy. Like, I started eating vegan and, like, just, you know, not doing dumb shit. I mean, I still smoke cigarettes, unfortunately. That's my only vice that I'm trying to quit.
You should quit smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, but it's like, I don't drink, I don't smoke weed, I don't do coke, sometimes my mental health, I just need to fucking go outside and smoke a cigarette. Like, I just need something.
Yeah, all right, that's it. You know,
yeah,
all
like,
stuff.
It's,
okay, fuck
it's
it. Give
ugly,
me a cigarette.
I get it, it's ugly as fuck.
Well, you should
fuck.
Really smoke weed instead of cigarettes.
But I don't like to feel like I'm not in control of my mind.
Yeah, weed makes me fly, you know what I'm
saying? Yeah, like, I can't do that. So
weed is not the one for me either.
If weed made me feel good, I would smoke weed, but I just don't like the way it makes me feel.
Weed is like the worst thing, like, as far as for me, because I literally be tripping. Everybody else be like, weed makes you feel so calm, mellow. Me, I'd be like, fucking from here to fucking the next sign, like, tripping, like, just wigging. I'm like, god damn.
Nah.
I'm like, what is
I had a bad experience when I smoked weed when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like I was floating and I was looking down on myself.
You too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck it was.
Yeah.
But that's how I felt. And then all of a sudden I was just running like in the air.
Telling you. Are you kidding me? But I really was running, I think.
Yeah, me too. And then okay. I like hopped the fence. I was in Philly. Yeah.
Oh,
it was crazy.
You know what? Me too.
I said, yo, I'm done. I'm never smoking weed ever again.
I'm telling you, I was talking to a red light sign and I was winging and I started running around that bitch. I said, is this the weed? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I don't know what kind of shit this is, but I'm never doing this again.
Nah, it was something in it. It had to be.
No, but it wasn't though. That's a problem. That's
I don't know, but I was fucked up for
weed.
Like 3 years after that.
Yeah, but I'm really allergic to weed. Like,
same,
I
am too.
Yeah, like, it's not, it doesn't do, everybody says it makes it feel great and calm and they just be out chilling. Me, I be doing weird shit.
Same.
Like, every time, I've smoked like twice and I'm telling you, both times, I'm wigging.
Yeah. No, same. I can't. I don't even, and then like, how'd you marry Wiz Khalifa and you don't smoke weed? I'm just like, I don't know. I don't know how we did it. I'm cool with secondhand a little bit, but I just can't smoke it. It's a wrap.
That is a wild one.
No, it is.
Yeah, you're right when you come to think about it.
Yeah.
And speaking of marriage, what is your feelings about Kanye and Kim divorcing?
I don't have any feelings about it.
No, I said, did you ever see it coming? It's just based on Kanye?
Of course. Of course. Yeah. I mean, I always hope for the best for people to be happy. But I just, you know, when you have an ex that's, you have, how can I say it? I have my own, I don't want to say feelings for him because that sounds like it's a positive thing for Kanye, but like I have my own issues and feelings, how I feel about how our relationship was.
And you and her have the same birthday. So
we do have the
I'm
same
saying,
birthday.
I'm saying, like, you guys' personalities, with Kanye personalities, you could understand the mix because you guys are very similar as far as birthday type of deal.
Yeah, I think you can be similar as far as birthdays, but we grew up completely different.
Yeah, Philly, yeah, I'm saying, of course.
Yeah, I grew up poor in Philly. I had a hustle and struggle, and her life was very privileged with money and, you know, being out here in L.A., which is cool. But I always hope for the best for them. I never really had any ill feelings like, I hope they get divorced or he gonna get his day. I was kind of just happy in my marriage at the time with Wiz and like, or even after just doing my thing. So I never really thought about it much. But then, you know, when they finally got divorced, I was like, she seems happy now though with Pete. She seems really happy.
But in general, are you happy right now?
I'm happier. Yes. I feel like I've been doing, I've been getting a lot into Buddhism. So I've been meditating a lot and going to like a Buddhist temple. And I just had a lot of questions about God that just didn't add up for me. And I feel like a lot of people use religion at their benefit to like, they pick and choose what they want out the Bible to like hurt people. I just don't like it. And then I finally found Buddhism and I'm just like really obsessed with it. I just, it's just, it just feels good, you know? Excuse me.
So but, when you say about religion and people hurting, like, what do you mean by that exactly?
I mean like...
like with God, with the Bible, like...
I feel like people, a lot of people, not everyone, of course, and when I talk about things, please, like, don't take it. It's like I'm generally speaking.
Of
everyone. I'm not saying, like, all of these people do this. I just feel like Catholics and, like, Christianity, they pick and choose what they want out of the Bible. Like, God doesn't like gay people and, like, you know, abortion is against God or, like, but they can, like... polygamists can marry and have like 40 wives and that's cool and like
I don't know what Bible that one is about how 40 wives.
Well, it's in the Bible. There's people that have a lot of wives.
Well, yeah, there's different versions of the Bible.
But that's what I'm saying with religion. It's like it depends on who you talk to. They want to pick and choose what they want to take out of the Bible and apply it to them, which is fine, but don't apply it to other people that don't believe in that shit. Like,
so do you believe in God?
Do I believe in God? What do you mean by God?
Like, do you believe in God? Do you,
like a higher power?
Sure.
That like was like, here's people and here's Earth and here's the planets? No.
No? Oh. So what do you, so if you don't believe in God, what do you exactly believe in then?
Like, I more so believe in science than like an invisible entity named God was like, let there be light. It just seems far-fetched to me.
Really? So, did you ever, have you ever been to church before?
Yeah, bunch of times.
And then when you go to church, you just don't be feeling it. You'd be like, damn, y'all be talking, like, how do you be feeling?
I just don't believe Jesus, like, died and, like, came back to life for my sins. I just believe that's crazy. That's ludicrous. I believe it's manipulative, and I believe that...
I mean, I believe, well, I believe in God, but I just think that it just depends on, like, as far as... I get what you're saying, like, as far as for your own belief, because different people cannot believe in different things. And I get, like, I don't really judge anybody's beliefs, number one.
Yeah, me either.
About what they believe and not believe. But, you know, for, like, for reasons of why people believe what they believe in, I understand that. I can say that.
Yeah, whatever makes you happy. Like, for me, it's like, one of my best friends, I've known her since I was 12 years old. She's really heavy into like Jesus and stuff. And we don't argue or anything. I just let her do her.
Yeah, everybody's different. Well, of course. Yeah. Like I said, like I believe in God definitely, but I think that I can understand why you don't. And I can understand.
I just believe like science, right? So there's factual.
You go to Scientology? What is that church?
I am not a Scientologist, no.
Okay, I'm about to say you with Tom Cruise in it?
No. I'm talking about actual factual science.
Science. Oh, like, okay, I'm about to say, what you with Tom Cruise
in it? No.
You been at that church over there in Hollywood?
Nah. Nah, I don't understand how the first human species was on Earth 6 to 8 million years ago and religion just started 2,000 years ago. It just doesn't add up. It doesn't make sense. Mm. Even Homo sapiens, we've been here for 15, 20,000 years.
Did you grow
Christianity
up?
Christianity is only like...
Yeah, I said, did you ever grow up in the church or then you went and started thinking about your own knowledge or you never grew up in the church at all?
Yeah, I grew up in the church. My mom had her moments where she was really heavy in the church and then she wasn't.
Yeah.
You know, and then it was like, you can't watch the Simpsons or these type of cartoons because that's the devil. And then it was like, all right, you can watch them now. I'm done with that. They did some... You know, wild shit. I ain't fucking with that church anymore, you know?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
So, I don't know. I just have a lot of questions. I prefer Buddhism because it's not really a religion. It's like a philosophy just to be a good person. Mm-hmm. And they accept you for your mistakes. They accept you for, you know, even when I go to the temple, they're like, hey, today, you know, try not to say anything negative out loud. Like, just try not to do that. And if you do it, that's okay. Mm-hmm. But let's try to, like, not speak about anything negative that's happening in your life or that has happened.
Yeah, I never went to... I mean, I know a couple of people who practice Buddhism, but I've never been to a temple before, so...
I'll take you.
Yeah, I mean, sure. I'm down to go anywhere.
You can just try. I mean, yeah. Even my friend Maria, I was saying that she's really religious. She was down to, like, go to a temple.
I'm the type of person though, I will go to just about everything as far as what people believe in and just see the philosophy behind, you know, their actions and their thoughts and where everything is going.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I don't really be having against like, you know, from going to Catholic church to going to Baptist church. It's fine. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like wherever. I'm just one of those type of people. And I get, like I said, I always am open to more so hearing where people's thoughts are.
Yeah.
And the process of what they believe and don't believe. And I don't really have, I'm not one of those people going to argue with you differently. Like if I say I believe in God and you say you don't believe in God, I would never argue and say why you should.
Right, you know, no, like, absolutely.
Because I'd be like, it's for whatever
you... Like, do you, whatever makes you happy.
You have to control your own soul.
Absolutely. I agree. Yeah, you got to let people believe what they want to believe.
Your own soul, and whatever happens with you is your own soul. So that is your own individual reactions. I would never bash a person for what they say they believe.
Yeah, but I also tell my mom, like, my mom, she'll like tell my kids to pray to Jesus. And I'm like, don't do that. Like, let them figure that out when they get older. They could pick their own religion. They could pick their whatever they want to believe in as they get older.
Well, I mean, yeah, but if you are the mama though, you should, those are your kids. So then therefore, however you want to run your program, it is being program. But then your mama though, being a religious person though,
she's not really religious.
Not that she's just more so religion, you know, type of religious person, then of course she's trying to look after quote unquote their soul as well. So therefore that's why she's hitting them with the you should pray. So, and how is your relationship with your mom? Are you and her good? Because you were on a one, you and your mom were having some times too, right?
Yeah. Again, I love my mom. You know, I was crazy, Raquel, is that like, I'm just learning a lot about my life and how I grew up and why I accept things that I should never, ever accept throughout my life. You know what I'm saying? And that was my upbringing and her upbringing and where she came from. And it's just a lot to get into right now, like on the podcast. But
I just want to say this, though, right? I do want to say this. I know that you and your mama may not be an eye to eye right, but always remember, you know what I'm saying, like most parents, of course, in having kids young, you know, they do the best they can. And a lot of choices that probably was not made in your childhood may not have been the right one, right? But for your mama, you always have to have a forgiving heart because you only have one mama.
I hear you. But when it's just, it's not that.
Yeah.
It's not that. I could forgive that. That's like, I'm a mother now, so that would be easy for me to see and be like, okay, it's not that. And I don't want to talk about it because I don't want to trigger my mom. And like, I love my mom and
But I'm going to be real with you. I wouldn't want you to talk as far as any negativity about your mama to me personally. Yeah. Because I'm not that person for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would never want no one to be on my platform and, you know, have to disrespect their mom in any type of way.
No, I wouldn't disrespect my mom. It's just not what you said. It's not that she was a young mom and, like, she made mistakes. I'm a mother. I could see that if that was the case. That's just not the case. Mm. And I'd just rather not say, but that's just not it.
Dang. Yeah. Well, I do hope that you guys have a healing heart with each other, for real.
Yeah, like, I've tried for a long time, Raquel. I've tried for a long time. And I think that as a person and right now, and this is for anybody out there that's watching this, regardless if it's your mom or your sister or your husband or your baby daddy or whoever, you got to protect your mental health. So, yeah, we only have one mom or one dad. But at the end of the day, if you don't feel safe in that environment, then you need to remove yourself, regardless if it's your mom or your dad.
Well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I get it. You know what? There is some people out there, come to think about it, like mamas just be like, damn, you know, fuck. So I understand what you're saying. But for your mental health, energy is always what comes first.
Yeah, because I'm a mother. So, like, I have to be happy in order to raise my children. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So when you're a happy mother, you have happy children.
Yeah.
So
and your children are both happy.
They're very happy.
Very bright.
But
very
I also
smart.
Have to let a lot of people go out of my life that are very negative. Because when you let that negative energy in, you start to be negative. And then you start to just, you know, not be the mother that you're supposed to be. And I've always been an amazing mom since I first had Sebastian. You know what I mean? But I don't care if it's family or blood related or best friends or homies or sisters. I don't give a fuck. Like, if you're negative and you're not trying to better yourself, I don't want you in my life at all, period. Like, mm-hmm. It's just all about positive vibes. And if you're not that, oh, well.
Yeah, of course. But that's what I was asking you. That's why I said to make sure you're happy because, you know, I've, of course, talked to you during a lot of dark times with you and, you know, like emotional different things. And it's really good to touch bases to know, like, your mental is solid. You know what I'm saying? Like, because that matters a lot. And, of course, you're always Amber Rose and shit to the public and you have to, you know what I'm saying? But
I'm a real person, though.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I said. Like, a lot of people don't know, like, as far as emotional and that you really be dealing with a lot with being Amber Rose also.
I do. I definitely do.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it just be like, damn. So, and a lot of people should give you a break for a lot of different things, too, because a lot of shit, you know, people don't understand that really what you've been through in your life.
Yeah.
And a lot of trauma and different things.
So. Yeah, like, nobody knows my story.
Yeah.
They don't. No one knows my story, Raquel. No one. They know that I was a stripper and that I dated Kanye and became famous. That's all they know about me. They don't know my life and what I've been through. And the reason why I just don't say it is because I don't want no sympathy. I just want to do me and raise my kids. And, like, you know, maybe when I'm older, I'll write a book or something like that. But it's like,
do you get tired of the whole stigma? Like, I dated Kanye, stripper, and all that type of deal. Like, do you ever get tired of people even relating you to, like, your whole old life when you accomplished so much?
Yeah, it's annoying, but, like, yeah, it's annoying as fuck. But at the end of the day, it's like, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to sit there and fucking argue with nobody. I'm just not, Raquel. I ain't dealing with that. I'm not going back and forth. I'm not finna be on Bad Girls Club or Love & Hip Hop throwing drinks and shit. It's like,
oh, yeah, do you ever plan on going to that route?
No, that motherfuckers, y'all could talk shit. I don't care. Yeah. Like, at the end of the day, I just don't give a fuck at all.
Yeah, are you ever gonna take that route? Like, do the reality Love & Hip Hop route and all that type of shit?
Mm-mm. I don't have that type of personality. I'm not, like, argumentative and shit. I'll just walk away. I don't even care.
Yeah, see me, I'll argue with your ass, but after a while, bitch, after like the fucking fourth note, I'm gonna beat your ass. Like,
yeah.
You gonna see me or something? Like, what are we talking about?
I'm not even there with it.
A bitch is sitting there, actually, I was on Instagram earlier, and a girl was writing me back, right? And I had to look and stuff. I'm like, Raquel, you're different now. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause she just came at me and saying reckless shit. And I'm like, do you realize who you're talking to? I had to think about it, right? And then I see, like, the bitch is a hairstylist, right? Mm-hmm. And I see her address. And I'm like, bitch, you know, I wrote her first. I said, bitch, you know, I'll pull up and whoop your ass out. Like, do you know what's happening? Then I had to think about it. I said, Raquel, a racist comment in Wusa. You know what I'm saying? And Wusa.
I have those moments, yeah. Trust me. Yeah. I do have those moments where I want to beat a bitch. Yeah. Like, that's one thing I missed about, like, my previous life is, like, pulling up to a bitch's house and beating her ass and then just going home and, like,
it's over. Chilling. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, bitch, I did. I told you not to fuck with me.
Yeah, but that ain't my life. They'll sue me. I'll go to jail. Exactly. Like, it's crazy.
Exactly. I be having to really erase the thing. Like, I be really, like, I be thinking that some people have me fucked up. I'm just DM like, look, you could just, here's my address. If you really want to see me, bitch, you can see me. Then period. I'd be like, Raquel, you're in a different life right now.
Yeah, you can't.
You know, Raquel, you have a platform right now, Raquel. Raquel, you're a mother of four, Raquel. Right. And sometimes you have to fucking stop this, Raquel.
Right.
And then, but the old me be sitting there like, I'll drag this hoe.
Yeah. It's true. I mean, those feelings will never go away. I still have those feelings, you know? But I just don't be acting on them and shit. I just be like, man, whatever.
Yeah, smoke a cigarette, Amber.
I smoke my cigarette.
This is like a cigarette.
Unfortunately, I smoke a cigarette, but yeah, and that's it.
Yeah, and that's it. That's all.
That's like, all I can do.
You haven't been out like on the scene anymore. You're over partying and everything else too.
Well, I don't drink anymore. I used to drink, but I don't drink anymore.
What made you stop drinking?
I just don't like it. I just feel like when you out partying, it's just like, yeah, let's take shots, let's get drinks, woo, like, you know.
Yeah, once you
get past that stage, you're just like, I really don't like the way I feel in the morning after that. And like, I don't know. I mean, I still like going out and like having fun and shit, but like, I'm not trying to like get drunk and shit and be partying at the club every night at all. Mm-mm.
Yeah, are you and 21 back ever cool? Like, friends?
No.
No. Oh, I was just wondering. I'm like, yeah, I had to think about it. When you're sitting at the party, I'm like, wait, last time I seen her at the party with 21, I'm like, okay. Like, the last time I really seen you out on the scene type of deal.
I haven't spoken to him since we broke up.
Dang.
I mean, but that's how it is, though. That's not really, like, out of the norm.
No, sometimes. Sometimes you'd be like, okay, you know, it is what it is. We broke up, and then you the homeboy. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I feel like, I mean, I'm assuming that he still lives in Atlanta. I don't go there often.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if he lived in L.A. and I ran into him in different places, I would say hi. Like, this, I don't got no beef with him or nothing.
You don't even be out in L.A. like that, though.
Restaurants and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's your vibe right now. You on the little rich bitch vibe, you know what I'm saying? I would be in a fucking restaurant, you know what I'm saying? You know, sipping on my water or whatever.
I mean, where you want me to be at? Where you want me to be at?
Yeah.
You want me to be at the club?
Yeah, but see you at, what club do we go to? What is it?
I feel like people don't even be at the club either, really, though.
I don't even know. Like, I haven't been to the club in a long time. You know, come to think about it. I went to one in Atlanta, to be pre-COVID.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that shit was booming.
Yeah.
But
I mean, it ain't.
But that's the scene. That's what I see there. Like, I be telling all these little young bitches, right? I be like, you know what I'm saying? They be like, oh, this is jumping. Like, man, y'all don't even understand. That shit's weak.
Yeah. No, all they do now is just sit in the section.
Yeah, just stand there and look at each other.
That's
like,
it.
It used to be jumping back and forth. That shit used to be bomb. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Like, I be sitting
people
there.
People don't
like,
dance anymore either. Yeah, it's over.
I be like mad at the youth and shit. I'm like, y'all think this is jumping and shit? Shit. I'm like one of them now. Like, let me tell you, if it was a way back, bitch, we'd be in this bitch cracking.
Yeah.
And you'll see the niggas do it no coming more. Up behind, like, bam, bam, and shit. You were like, okay, now dudes sitting there and huddles together looking at each other, like rubbing
I
nuts.
Know.
Like, okay.
I know. Why is it like that?
I don't know.
They just stand there and they just be like, to the music. That's it.
Yeah. It just, it be
with
looking.
A bottle of champagne.
Yeah, and just to show and then the cameras, just look at the camera real quick on their champagne bottle. They ain't drinking the motherfucker. They probably want to send it back.
I feel bad really for our kids, yo.
They just want it for the video. I'll be like, okay.
That's it.
Yeah, I was sitting there like, guys, damn. I was happy that my son had like a little birthday party. He was sitting there grooving on the honeys and shit. Like,
for
he
real?
Had it on. I'm like, okay, maybe they're going to bring it back.
How old is he now?
18.
Oof.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Yeah, he got him down. He texted me yesterday, told me he's the king of the valley.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Justice, I said, you've been the one. Don't have these little motherfuckers
18,
tell you one.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's
life
crazy.
Life is crazy, but I'm going to let you go because I know you got all these interviews and shit to crack off, but, you know, you my bitch, like, for real, I fuck with you a long way.
Me too,
and I
babe.
Have your back no matter what.
Thank you, Rob.
Like, for the record, you are the one. You've been the one. All these little bitches want to be like you. They You're still so haven't sweet. Added up to you, okay? Let it be known. A lot of you bitches be sitting there. Amber Rose been the one.
And the two.
Yeah, and the three and the four, okay?
I love you, babe. Thank
All
you.
Right, of course.